And I want to introduce, this I'm going to introduce him. He's a man who was raised by God in this nation. You know, many years ago, he invited me to come and preach in their church at Umaya. And when I saw the way collectively they were making prophetic declarations of God's word, inside my heart, I said, something is going on in this place. Something is going on in this place. The energy, I said, something is going on in this place. And I must say that my heart is gladdened that the type of and nature of ministries God is raising in this country, very audacious people, bold, daring, all right, you know, they respect, they honor, but at the same time, they don't send. Do you understand what I'm saying? They honor, they respect, but they don't send. You know, all things are possible to them and the way they are doing it. And I heard him say something many years ago, because when people make certain statements, he said, look, and I'm just saying this for ministers. He said, one day I just heard him say in passing. He said, we're in a season when people were emphasizing the principles of God's word. And we taught principle, and after some time, God must have said, it's time to bring the power dimension back. The reason is this. If you just keep doing principle, and you don't enter into that power dimension, let me tell you the truth. People will sit down and listen to you. When they have a problem, they'll go and meet the wrong side for power. Are you following what I'm saying here? So God had to raise people that had to bring in. And another thing is, there are two things his ministry is doing. People are being helped. But the second side is that, and I hope ministers see this, because it's a window. The second side is to provoke more people into that power dimension of ministry. And if you make the mistake, just the error of getting angry, I know you won't agree it's envy, but envious, that manifests itself in anger. And you try to bring out a doctrine to try to explain as though the God, you are looking for trouble. Are you following what I'm saying here? This is a movement that is raised by God for a purpose inside this nation. Are you following what I'm saying here? And globally here. So people should understand that God has pushed him into position as a forerunner for certain things. And people should look properly and learn from that. Let us welcome Pastor Jerry Eze.
Would you celebrate Jesus some more tonight? I wish you will give the Lord a shout that will herald the new season. Open your mouth and speak in the Holy Ghost like you can. Would you let the oracles of God flow through you? Rakibada sandebokoshida. Lekede barabala bababa sukadea. Lakatataya. Rabadabala babasake. Lekoroshake dabala. Rakitabia daba. Yakata la balaya. Rakatula besira. Ashanebika. Lekotobalisi dibaya. Rabbi Kotolea, Ashakatea, Rakatole Biaraba, Ata de Bia, Rababella Kotolaba, Eshakinaba, Elekede Biaraba, Akatea de Biaraba, Rabataki, Lekete Biara, Esakinabella, Ashaketola, Erekabeada, Asakidea, Elebiaraba.
Bless your church.
Father, we bless you. Jesus, we honor you tonight. Let there be none of any man but all of you. Do what only you can do. Let Jesus be glorified tonight. Let Jesus be glorified tonight. Let Jesus be glorified tonight. And let a lover of the Lord thunder a louder amen. Amen. I wish that that amen would be louder than it is right now. Let your amen trouble the kingdom of darkness. Let that amen shake every negative foundation. Let that amen send angels on assignment. Let your amen rise louder. Glory to God. Please, before you take your seat, help me celebrate. Pastor Poju, please help me celebrate. Bless you, sir. So we have a very unique relationship which never makes it to the media. But I want to let you know that there's only one type and kind of Pastor Poju. My generation is blessed to know you. I am blessed to know you. I can't say more than this, but he's amazing. And nothing else could be more amazing than seeing different ministry gifts from how many days ago. And I'm looking from this person to this person to this person. And I'm saying to myself, how does Pastor Poju bring everyone together? And then they are speaking. Nothing is more iconic than seeing the unity of brethren. And then I'm looking and like, okay, this one is, and this one, everyone coming together. I pray that my generation, if we do not remember Pastor Poju for anything, we'll remember him as that man who brought saints of God together, who brought voices together, all in service to a great God. Please help me celebrate him one more time. And please also help me celebrate Pastor Toye. Thank you so much for all you are and all you represent. Tonight feels like home because I have all my people around me today. And I want to celebrate my friends who are right here, and I see God honored them. Pastor Andy, Pastor Yemi, Pastor Godman. And that guy, my guy, I love him. Glory to God. Pastor Nath, Pastor Nath, God bless you. God bless you. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God, so much has gone in and I've been blessed so much. And I want to bless God for every man of God who has stood here to share and to reveal the mysteries of God's word. I say may God honor them and exceed their very expectations in the name of Jesus. And I want us to quickly read our anchor scripture, which we have been reading for a while now. And that is Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 6, and we start reading. I really would have wanted to go on a little higher than this, but please let's stay and start reading from verse 9. People of God, I would really want us to read together from the King James translation. So we'll read from verse 9 all the way down to verse 15. And at the count of three, can we read together? 1, 2, 3. Therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Glory to God. Our Father, we ask, make your will and your word known to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Would you take your seat in the presence of the Lord? And I believe that my assignment tonight is just to build on every single thing that's already been built. And people of God, thy kingdom come. I don't know, for some reason, I was sharing with my wife and a few of my people, and I said, for as long as I kept thinking about it, I just kept thinking, thy kingdom come. It got me to a point where it really broke me down. Because the truth of the matter is that the design, the will of the Father can only be accomplished when the fullness of his kingdom is understood and manifested. People of God, it was Isaiah that prophesied and said of his kingdom and the increase of his government, rather, and peace, there shall be no end. And Gabriel reiterating the same thing to Mary, and Gabriel said, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. So if you allow me to join these two things together, it was simply trying to say, of his kingdom there shall be no end. In other words, no matter the dimension of the manifestation of the kingdom we have seen so far, it's still on the increase. No matter what we have seen so far, it's not stopping yet. No matter the exploits that the best of the men that God have raised have ever done, it's nothing compared to what is yet to happen in the kingdom. It's nothing to ever be equated of the increase of his government and peace, of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Of the increase of the mighty healings we will see in the body of Christ, there shall be no end. Of the increase of soldiers that will arise in different corners of the earth proclaiming the name of Jesus, there shall be no end. Of the increase of the outpouring that we have never seen, experienced, thought about, imagine dimensions. Pakindo Sale. He didn't say in the last day I will sprinkle. He said, in the last day, I will pour. And people of God, Wolfbeck is that meeting that the Lord puts together to enable an outpouring like never seen before. And people of God, I think about the matter of the kingdom, and I ask myself, how and at what point did the kingdom matter, as it were, something called kingdom, where did it begin? The issue of kingdom, following the scripture chronologically, I'm not by the spirit. Where did kingdom ever start? And if we are going to think about how the kingdom started and what it started for and how it evolved through the scripture, it might just give us an idea about what was God thinking when Jesus was teaching us and saying, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, Adoba Sekete, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and people of God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I recall that there was yet another generation that prayed and asked for a king, a kingdom. Because wherever there is a king, a kingdom is about to be birthed. So the very first time we began to see kingdom, as it were, in the scripture, was because people like you and I also asked for a king. People like you and I wanted a kingdom. Just the same way Jesus taught and said, when you pray, say, thy kingdom come. I know there's a manifestation of the kingdom. The kingdom is right within us. There's a manifestation we're seeing already. But people of God, if you go to Matthew chapter 6 and read it tomorrow, it will be thy kingdom come. That prayer will still be there. We will still make that prayer, because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God is about to do. And people of God, a journey from 1 Samuel 9, 10, 10:11 tells us how the journey of the very first evolution of kingdom, or the talk about kingdom, ever started. And there was a guy that was in the middle of that, and his name is called Saul. And so permit me tonight that we journey together, Makobi this year, in this kingdom matter. However, it's important that I remind you tonight that Jesus made a prayer and taught us to pray, and he said, "Our Father which art in heaven." Somebody help me, repeat after me, say, "Our Father which art in heaven." I say it again like a minute, say, "Our Father which art in heaven." I say it again, say, "Our Father which art in heaven." Now it's puzzling for me a little bit. Please come with me, don't judge me first. To know that I'm wondering, I'm just thinking to myself that when we pray this prayer, "Our Father," where is heaven again? "Our Father which art in heaven," and look at where I am. Does it not look like I'm very far? "Our Father which art in heaven." Now, let me lay a proper foundation as we journey together. It's important that you understand that it was Apostle Paul now taking us further and then says to us that God has raised us up in the book of Ephesians, and then that is not all, and that we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. In other words, it's not a Jerry on earth that is asking and talking to a Father which is in heaven. It is a Jerry that is in heaven that is speaking to the Father which is in heaven. You know why? You can't pray for the kingdom come when you don't know what happens there. When you don't have an idea, Makobadesia. So, sir, it is you and God. You having an understanding of how the kingdom works, of what the kingdom cannot tolerate, of what the lifestyle is like, of what the urgency of the matter is. And when you pray and say, "Thy kingdom come," it's not because it is religious to pray it. It's because there's a burden that is coming from what I know. There's an enforcement in Makibadaya. There are things you will see about the kingdom, especially as God begins to open your eyes to what he's yet to do, what he's about to unveil, that this prayer, "Thy kingdom come," will not just be a phrase. It will be a groaning in your spirit. It will be a matter of intercession. You will see the next situation around you, and you will look and say, "This doesn't look like the kingdom, because I've been at the kingdom. I know what it feels like. I know what the kingdom says. I know what the Lord already said, because it is not a Jerry on earth speaking to the Father which is in heaven. There's a place where I am. I know what he says. I have the mind of Christ. I am led by the Spirit. I am complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers." All of these things, it is me where he is. And then I know that with this understanding, I can say to my Father, "Thy kingdom come," because you have given me the privilege of not just functioning where you are, but to function in this mortal realm. I have eternal life, but I'm walking among mortals. And so that is why I want to see it the way I've seen it, where I am coming from. I want to see your will done here like I could understand where it is coming from. And people of God, Brother Saul, as it were, unveils to us what this kingdom matter is. So let me run by saying the anointing of Saul to be king all came from one thing. The guy was only able to connect with Samuel because of one thing. Something was missing. People of God, take a look around you. never have we needed the kingdom power, the kingdom lifestyle. Because if you look left, something is missing. If you look right, something is missing. Take a look into your family. Something is missing. Take a look among, if you go rabadia, something is missing. And people of God, never can the kingdom be more potent than when you understand, Lord, what is missing can only be filled by a kingdom man. Let me share this. A few months ago, I had just finished NSPVD in the morning. And so my PA came and reached out to me. I said, there's a woman here. She said, she's so and so person. Shall let me tell you. And he said, he's a wife of a certain president. A Muslim African, you know, president. And just like that. And so by the time the woman walked into the office, we sat down and we're talking. And she said, of course, she has other wives away from her that were married. And then she said, something is going on. I said, what is it? And by the way, I told her I was going to share this testimony. I called her, I said, I want to talk about your story. Is it okay? He said, go ahead. So and I'm telling you what I have to go ahead to share. And she said, one of the wives, I'm not telling you a former president, a sitting president, one of the wives came back home with Python. I'm not even joking. Came back home with Python. And as it is now, there is Python occupying a flat. He said, as soon as this woman returned with Python, he said, my husband does not hear anything. He said, cleaners have been made ministers. People of God, his brain, this is me talking, she didn't say that. I'm sure his brain was exchanged with the brain of a python. This woman told me from one bizarre tale to another, and she was crying. I'm looking, I'm shaking my head. I say, what is going on? People of God, let me tell you. Let me make a detour. I'll return back to this story. The question is, how many more industry captains, how many more presidents of nations, their own might not be Python, that might just be a monkey that is somewhere. You are complaining. We'll sit back and say, this is not working, this is not working. Is there a possibility that behind what is not working, I said, Shebi, this is Python. I say, is it Python? Say, yeah. I say, is it Python? Say, is it Python? She has said she has been relegated. She doesn't matter. Whether she was even discarded. Even at some point, let me tell you how bad it was. At some point, I was driving home by PA one day. I told her, I said, are you sure that woman is really with? Now, I said, Google it. Google. Let's Google to be sure whether she's really president. Because she know well. You see a woman that is not well. And I'm asking myself, what is going on? I said, okay. Thank God there's nothing else that she came back with. Only Python. I know how to deal with them. It is my ministry. Apostle Paul was gathering sticks and was trying to put it into the fire. All of a sudden, a viper came out from somewhere and called around his hand. And he didn't go to ask the viper, who sent you? Where are you coming from? What is your mission? The Bible said he shook off the viper into the fire. I know I'm still starting, but somebody help me shout fire. Let me hear your thunder fire. I held her hands because all she was saying, let the python leave. I said, Python, don't give me prayer point. I know how to deal with such things. And right there and then, I began to pray, this python will die. And whatever that is going on, she went back home. She went back home 2 days after. Now, so python die. And the husband came and met her and said, "Where have I been?" I'm not sure you understand the seriousness of what I'm saying. A sitting president asking, "Where have I been?" So what has been going on all this while? And she said, "Pastor, please speak with him. Muslims, and she's now Christian." But he said, "This is the man that prayed. This is the man that prayed." And I said, "How are you?" He said, "I'm fine. You pray for me? Thank you. If I give more detail, you will get the clues. But the sweeping changes that followed after will let you know that somebody has been somewhere. People of God, this kingdom matter is not a joke. This kingdom matter, Kabaro Dubasaya, is the Lord taking over, for the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our dear God. Reketabia, in that office, in that place, Rikabadokoshea, Elebiadaba, Asaketea, Rebetokosha, Lekadebia, lift up your two hands. Let me hear your thunder. Thy kingdom come. Let me hear you screaming. Thy kingdom come. Thunder it again. Thy kingdom come. If you believe it, thunder it louder. Amen. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Take your seat, for starters. And people of God, something is missing. That's why a kingdom man must raise his head. Something is missing. That's why a kingdom daughter must not be at ease in Zion. Something is missing. That is why your prayer life must not suffer loss. Something is missing. That is why Hikabadosibaya, the entire kingship of Saul, arose, because something is missing. And I pray that tonight, as we enforce the mandate of the kingdom, I pray that tonight, as we lift up our voice, Hikabadosiana, I decree and declare, no matter where, no matter the family, no matter the city, no matter the nation, we decree and declare the Lordship of Jesus. We decree the Lordship of Jesus over every nation, over every city, over every family, over every office, over every career. Let your amen rise. And people of God, he said to them, as soon as Saul met with Samuel, and Samuel said, "Listen, bid your servant to pass over, that I may show you the word of the Lord." And people of God, he was anointed. It was him alone. 3 times, there was an affirmation on the kingship on the life of Saul. First was in the private, as Samuel poured the oil on him. Nobody was there. It was him. Then again, Samuel decided to cast lots so that everybody will understand that a new king had been formed, had been anointed, as it were. And people of God, there was a manifestation of that. However, the Bible said that there were sons of Belial who never agreed. There was a pushback. People of God, God had brought him and said, "Listen, my kingdom is about to prevail." And then the sons of Belial say, "It will not happen. We are not going to accept him as king." But people of God, the third time was when the Ammonite came against Israel. Between this thing, I'm telling you, between chapter 9 and chapter 11, everything all clear there. First Samuel, by the time they came back, and the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul, and Saul messed up the entire Ammonite. People were now the ones that gathered and say, "Who is it that said that Saul will not be king?" People of God, he moved from anointing to exploit. When it arrived at exploit, Saul did not canvass for anything. Abadeko Roshiba. Saul did not tell someone, "Please let the kingdom prevail. Let the kingdom prevail." People of God, people were now the ones saying, "Who says Saul no go be king?" However, remember that this journey of full kingdom manifestation started with a private anointing, and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. People of God, it came from a private koinonia. It came from a private fellowship. Before the public affirmation, there was a private moment. People of God, before there was a public celebration, oh my God, what if Saul made himself king outside of God's oil? What would have happened? People of God, there was a private moment, and that is with God. Private moment, line upon line, precept upon precept, private moment. When God begins to weigh your motives, when God begins to purify you, private moment, when the word is made flesh, private moment, when the Lord begins to uproot whatever does not look like him, private moment, when the Lord makes you realize who you are in him, private moment, when the Lord takes you on a journey of just praying, to persevering in prayers, to laboring in prayers, private moment of the Lord unveiling a rhema word, a revelation for you. And people of God, this was exactly how this guy became the guy that everybody accepted. Hear me, between the anointing and the manifestation, there was a pushback by the sons of Belial. We are not going to let you. We don't accept you. What you have is not authentic. Who made you king? Even though we ask for a king, we don't want somebody like you. There are many times the pushback you have is the validation of the authenticity of your oil. Never for once imagine they are pushing me back because of anything. The devil knows you. The devil has an idea. You see, 2026, a thought of you by the devil is driving the demons mad, and they understand that if you can just abale korosia and lebiada hikatola bashaya, let me hear you thunder a louder amen. The journey of the kingdom man. And people of God, there was a private anointing, there was a pushback, people of God, and there was a public affirmation. And this time around, there is no power that was going to stop it. And the Lord said, I shall remind you again, and they go to him, thy kingdom come. Lord, let me value the secret place more than the outside platform. Lord, kebadasiya, the power, the grace, the stability I need for what is going to happen in the public sphere will definitely come from what you are doing with me in the secret place. I came to let someone under the sound of my voice know that there are new things the Lord wants to begin right now in your life. But the Lord said, can you take your secret place, walk away from Wolfbeck, and tell yourself, I'm not going to joke anymore with my secret prayer life. I'm not going to joke anymore. I might be driving, but I'll be speaking in the Holy Ghost. I might be driving. I will not give the excuse of my career. This is a season of fervency in the spirit. This is a season of zero tolerance for any works of the flesh. This is a season where lust will not rule you. This is a season where you will become a sharp dressing instrument in the hands of the Lord that has got teeth. There is an assignment on your life. There's so much grace on your life. But what is happening in the secret is important to God. What you will tell them in the public, he wants to tell you in the secret. What you want to manifest in the public, he wants to incubate in the secret. No more 5 minutes prayer and walk away. I can't come to work back and I'm doing 5 minutes prayer. I'm doing 10 minutes prayer. I can't come to work back. that Katira, and I walk back to any work of the flesh, to Katibiana, Herebiana, Ishakataya, for he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Ikatabala, Irekotula, Esimana, Ashakatia, Lebiadaba, Ishakata, Rakata, Rabiada, Ikatia. Yes, sir. Light a new fire. Light a new fire. Zabadokoto. Rakadabiada. A generation is waiting for what you carry. You've come too far from where you started from. Hikabalasha. Rakabidea. Zikaba. Zakatuli. Rabiadaba. Ashakate. Rakatabi. Ishabada. Hikatula. Hikatulaba. Ashababa. Lakatabeda. Rakatula. Ashibada. Asakate. Alabiada. Asakutu. Alababa. Ishabadi. In the name of Jesus. As your two hands are lifted, let there be an outpouring of fresh fire. Let the hunger, appetite for the things of God that you can't tell where they are coming from. Let the Lord baptize you with a fresh hunger, a fresh passion for the things that make him happy. Let there be an ignition of a fire in your inner man like never before. Let there be a rising of walking fires. Let there be a sweeping glory of the Most High all over the room. Let your amen turn louder. Take your seat in the presence of God. Wherever you are, just speak and thunder. Say, Lord, I'm ready. Can you say it again like you mean it? Say, Lord, I'm ready. Shout it again like you mean it. Say, Lord, I'm ready. Say, no matter what you are doing, say, Lord, I am ready. If you believe it, can you thunder it louder? Amen. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. Let your amen rise higher. And people of God, and Samuel said to Saul, listen, I want you to realize that when you leave here today, you are going to meet three persons. I'm sure you know that. You're three sets of people rather, and you're going to meet two men by Richard Sepulchre, and they will say to you, the asses you seek, they are found. Now the landmark of the place will be where they buried someone. But however, the landmark might be there, but they're going to be pointing to joy. The landmark will be there to let you know that something new has happened. He said, they are going to say to you. He said, number two, you are going to meet three men going up to the house of God in Bethel. And they're going to give you loaves of bread. The first set of people will say to you. The second set of people will give you. And they said, now you're going to meet the third set of people. All you need to do is to, once you hear them prophesy, jump into their crowd. Just follow them and begin to prophesy. He said, listen, the first people said to you. The second set of people gave you. The third set of people, your being with them will make you become. Shadibalaya. How do I say this differently? When you become, you will not need those that give you, because you've already become what they. My gosh, did you understand what I just said right now? However, understand that your journey to becoming is a journey that things are going to be said, and you must take them seriously. Things are going to be said, and you're going. And number two, you must all really understand that the second thing is that Kabando Shabadea, that they are going to give you loaves, they're going to give you capacity. You need Kaboro Shibara. You know why some of you are here? Is that the Lord knows that I'm not just going to say, I'm going to give. I'm going to give you capacity because this is that year. Maroko Bada. I don't know who. I don't know what God told you about 2026. But hear me, every child of God, before the end of March, it will seem to you like you have reached December. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of another. Everywhere you look, there will be blessings. If you understand it, can you turn that a louder amen? Let your amen rise. Let your amen turn the louder. Let your amen rise.
But it is important that I remind you of this. As soon as he began to prophesy, some folks came and began to ask him, excuse me, is Saul also among the prophets? Is he among the prophets? This morning, I fell in love with the scripture afresh again, and that is Zechariah chapter 2. I fell in love with the scripture a million times over. The Bible says that in that vision that Zechariah had, he saw a man with a measuring line, and the man wanted to measure Jerusalem to know the length and the width of Jerusalem. While the man was trying to measure, people of God, an angel ran and said, "Don't measure. Don't measure. Jerusalem is about to be a city without war. Don't put a measurement here. This is 2026. Don't measure their impact. They are about to exceed it. Don't put a limitation. Don't draw a line. Don't measure." Somebody help me shout, "Don't measure." You don't know. Your experiences will want to measure you. The things that happened to you last year, but we announced at the gate of hell that there is a new man that has emerged. Don't measure, because he has done a new thing in my life. Don't measure. I received graces as I came to walk back. Don't measure, because out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. Don't measure. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared. Don't measure. Don't put a line there. I may not look like it, but he that is in me is greater than he that lives in the world. Don't measure. He will do a quick walk, a short walk in righteousness. Don't measure. They that be of you shall rebuild the old waste places. Don't measure. We look at your medical report and we say to it, don't measure. We look at your experiences, we say to you, don't measure. We look at the things that happened and we declare, don't measure. Attack Debia, Rakatea. Every measurement that's limited your mind, limited your audacity, limited your grace, Akabeana, Ekotonebia, lift up your two hands. Let me hear you shout, I break her. Rabada Kosubadaya. Don't measure by what you saw last year. Don't measure. Don't put a measuring line on my career because of what your permutations are. Don't put a measuring line on the grace of God upon my life. Don't measure. You have no idea. John the Revelator, say, I saw a door open in heaven and I heard a voice. The first voice I heard was like the voice of a trumpet that said to me, come up here. So don't put a line.
You are a man on assignment. You are going somewhere. His shakata. New seasons are opening. Don't measure. The waters are rising from your ankle to your knees to an overflow. Don't measure. Rekedebia. Arabata. And shakate. Don't measure. Arakatebia. Arababa. He has anointed my head with oil. My cup is running over. Don't measure. Don't measure. I am in the season of the fulfillment of my prophecy. Don't measure. Lekabeadaba and Sekutola Rabalata and Shabidia. Wherever you are, let me hear you thunder. Don't measure. Don't measure. Lekadabosinebe. Alabarasina. Because the devil is about to measure. I say, is this not you? Is this not you that will say today, I'm already praying for a decade, 2 days after your prayer life was scattered. Tell the devil, don't measure. He's given me beauty for rashes, oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Don't measure. I know they know your history, but don't measure. I know they know your past, but don't measure. I know you know what you've been through. If you understand, can you thunder a louder amen? Can you take yourself for 1 second? If you forget everything I said in this service, please don't forget. Don't worry, we are going to pray tomorrow. We will pray and pray until you smell like prayer tomorrow. People of God, but we want to inform everyone, don't measure. You know the slave girl called Esther, but you don't know the queen that will be made out of Esther. Don't measure. You know the Mordecai at the gate, but you have no idea the Mordecai that is about to be honored by the king. So for all it is worth, don't measure. You know the malefactor on the cross, but what you don't know is the man that will be with the Lord will be in paradise on the same day. So I beg of you, don't measure. You know Rahab the harlot, but you don't know the Rahab that will make it as one of the heroes of faith. So can I beg you, don't measure. You knew how they fell. You knew what happened, but you have no idea what God is about to do. And so I beg of you, don't measure. I am kingdom. I'm uncontainable. I am kingdom. I am like the wind. I am the kingdom. I am the fullness of the prophecies that have been spoken over my life. I am kingdom. God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not make it good? If you understand it, let me hear you thunder a louder amen. And people of God, you would have thought that if Saul heard, somebody said, is Saul also among the prophets? There are things I want you to regret doing. I know they say don't regret anything, but one thing you will regret doing is even going to reply them. Excuse me, let me explain what happened. It's not me that wanted to prophesy. It's really not me. You know, let me tell you what happened. As I was just walking, I lost my father's ashes. And then, because the people that will say is Saul also among the prophets, they get in story. They know he's Andebala. And God said to this year, I'm about to blow your mind. When it happens, don't look back, look forward. Hakabara kotolabala. Keep pressing on. Keep moving on. His shakatalaba. Arabata. His sakoto. Because you know what? Arabadia. He said, as you prophesy, you will become another man. As you declare, you will become another man. He rada balikotosa ashadea halikorosubadea. So there's something about you speaking the word. Rabadikata, who exactly was Saul prophesying to? To nobody. He was speaking the word of God to himself. So in other words, God said to him, Saul, you are going to see a band of people declaring my word. Just join them and begin to declare. Speak my word. Say it again and again. When you are tired, begin again. Because something is happening to you, not to them. Something is going on inside of you. Hear me. Except you don't know what you came here to do. But even if you are in Wolfbeck and you're not hearing anything, this atmosphere, all the too inflammable. This atmosphere, all the too risky. Because anything can happen. This atmosphere, it will change you. Even if you don't want to change, there's something going on. When I see a band of prophets, that is why you will choose your association. Are you speaking the word of God? Does it sound like what God told me? If it doesn't sound like it, excuse me. I'm looking for fellow prophets. I'm speaking the word. I'm declaring the word. I'm calling forth the things which be not as though they were. If you understand it, can you turn down louder? Amen. Your kingdom and God. And I want to say this. God, I believe, wanted to show off. The Bible said the geography, the route that God gave Saul is interesting. And he said, this prophecy, you're going to meet a band of prophets, and they're coming from the garrison of the Philistines. Hear me. He began by saying, the hill of God, garrison of the Philistines. In other words, there was a time that place used to be my own. But it has become the military base of the Philistines. He said, I want you to join these guys. Take a walk around what used to be God's, but the Philistines have taken. Go and release prophecy. From the beginning, it was not so. Go, Tapa. He routes them through the garrison of the Philistines. I am kingdom. I don't want safe nets. I'm going to what the devil took. And I'm declaring to the devil, I want them back. I'm declaring to witches and wizards, I want them back. I'm declaring to the cancer that held your sister, you gotta let her go. I'm declaring to the siege over the business. I came with the word of the Lord. I will keep speaking this word. I will keep declaring it. For the Bible calls the word a double-edged sword in the mouth of the Lord. The garrison of the Philistines, the heel of the Lord. What a contradiction. I am kingdom. I will let that happen. If you understand it, can you turn down louder? Amen. People of God, you know, this morning there's something I said on our prayer platform. And I said to people, I said, please, you see this last testimony, don't try it at home. And I said, this last testimony, I'm begging you, don't try it at home. Because I said, my own words was, I said, this testimony is nothing, but it can only be called great faith. A woman was told that she had metaplastic carcinoma. And this is not in Nigeria. You know what I mean? That means the report, and it's an aggressive form of cancer. The reason why it excited me was the report that they wrote. My staff gave me, say, Pastor, please read this report.
They wrote it clearly, you know, that this woman has rejected treatment. And as such, everything, you know, those things they used to write and heap it on her head. So this is what you have there. And the woman said it was because of prayer. Hey, if she met me privately, if she ever spoke to me, I'll tell her, ma'am, there's nothing wrong with chemotherapy. You know what she said today? She said, I refused chemotherapy. I was doing prayer therapy. Weary. Like, how do you, what are you saying? What are you saying? But people of God, some people have faith. Some people know how to hold. And she said, I kept praying. I was on. And then one day, Pastor, you mentioned metaplastic carcinoma. I told myself, it is settled. It is settled. People of God. And women receive their dead back to life. The preaching of the cross is not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the power of God. If you understood what I said, raise your voice and shout fire. You see that testimony? I personally watched it. Can I be honest? I personally watched it 5 times over today. Because you know what? It built my faith. You may not understand. It built my... Now me pray the prayer. Now me they give the word. But you know how someone doggedly says, I'm not doing this. I rather trust God. And she said, it were better I trust God and I die. What manner of... People of God, these things are not in history books. So there are modern heroes of faith. They are looking the enemy in the eye and telling the enemy, we are going to stand on this, being confident of this very one thing, that he that began a good work in my life, itabaraka, Sabina, a Shabadika, a Rabina. If you believe it, can you shout fire? And the woman said, when she went back and they did not find, the doctor did not agree. The doctor did not agree. Sent her for this, sent her for that, sent her for this, sent her for everything that can be sendable. Kept sending her. She will go, come back, not go, come back, not. The doctor said, listen, I need to have an invasive surgery. I will do an invasive surgery. I want to bring out something and just check whether there is nothing, whether I need to do. The woman said, okay, since we have gotten to that point, I give you the opportunity. Now, so the woman, the doctor opened. She didn't even see lump, not even nothing. So she now removed one lymph node. I don't know what is lymph node. So she now removed one lymph node and said, now, bro, just to remove, I want to be sure. And he said, when I finished, when the process was over, the doctor could not understand. These are things, this is what I saw. Let me pray for you. At the sound of your amen, may God use your matter to pursue the right paths. May God use your matter to shock all the experts. Let your amen rise higher. 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 People of God, when you go through the garrison of the Philistines, don't watch whether they are watching you or not. Keep declaring the word. When you go through the garrison of the Philistines, though I walk through
the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Though I go through the garrison of the Philistines, I will not be afraid. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of? Ikabadosikada Lakika Isakoto Rebiba Ishabedada Rakatata Rabalikada Isokotona Rabate Ishakada Alebida Rakatata Rabiadaba Ishabadia Rakotona Rakata. Let your amen rise.
Kingdom, as I tidy up tonight, I want us to make a prayer. I say it again. I said it before, but let me say it one more time. It was one exploit that silenced every contention on the life of Saul. By the time he thrashed Nahash, the Ammonite, reduced them to nothing. Everybody now turn and say, man, this guy must be anointed. People of God, anyone will question you. Anyone will argue with you, but they can never argue. When grace begins to scream really loud, the Bible said, and the people said, a notable miracle has been done by them, and there is nothing we can do about it. Lift up your two hands and thunder, my Father, my Father. Say whatsoever. Say every gift, every ability, every exploit inside of me. Say right now, rise, 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 break out, break out, break out, break out, break out, break out, break out. Now, 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 open your mouth. Rakatabeda, Lakotobala, Rabadakata, Elebiadabala, Ishakatia, Rakatoba, Rabedabia, Ishakadaba, Rakatia, Lapababa, Ashabida, Akati, Elata, Ashabi, Isoka, Atalana, Arababa, Akotobala, Rakabeta, Lakoroso, Jabeka, Lakata, Rabeta, Rakata. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it. Yes, sir. I am a member. I can't. I copon. I love it. 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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jesus, as your two hands are lifted, Academia, your kingdom, Arabataya, it's not just being a statistic, Bakutobala, Bakikopoa, Likitiana, Ezekata, there are
things yet unseen, yet unheard, man hasn't thought about, the Lord wants to do with your life. As your two hands are lifted, I announce, breaker, 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 breaker. Can you release yourself aloud, amen?